Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. I just wanted to jump on here real quick and just invite you to come out to be a part of our Passion Play tomorrow night. Special singing begins at 6 o'clock, and we have got the play starting at 7. We are excited. We'll go through all the way from the birth of Christ to the resurrection, and then also to the ascension of Christ. And so all of that going to be held at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock with the Edwards family singing at 6, and then the play begins at 7. We would love for you to come out and be a part of that. It's going to be taking place all weekend, actually. Going to be Friday night, Saturday night, and then also on Sunday. And so make your plans to be with us. We always enjoy this. What a reminder. We're coming into the time of Easter. And so what a reminder to each and every one of us about what our Lord went through for our sins and how that he died for our sins. What a blessing. Amen. We've been preaching this week on Noah, and I've talked about how that Noah and the ark is the ark is a picture. It's a picture of Christ. It's a vessel. And so we're going to be getting back into that today. But the Marx Quartet's going to be singing for us now, "When God Dips His Love in My Heart." Hope this is a blessing to you as you listen.
When God dips his pain of love in my heart, and he writes my soul a message he wants me to know. His spirit all divine fills this simple soul of mine. When God dips his love in my heart, said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. Hey, brought salvation and made me whole. Finally couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and he makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. Sometimes, though the way is dreary, dark, and cold, and some unburdened sorrow keeps me from the goal, I go to God in prayer. I can always find him there. He whispers sweet peace to my soul. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul. I brought salvation and he made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. Makes me laugh and makes me cry, sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart, he walked every step of Calvary's rugged way to give his life completely to bring a better day. My life was lost in sin, but in love he took me in. His blood washed all my sins away. Said I wouldn't tell to a living soul. Hey, brought salvation and he made me whole. Found I couldn't hide such love as Jesus did impart. He makes me laugh and he makes me cry. Sets my sinful soul on fire. When God dips his love in my heart. When God dips his love in my heart.
We've been preaching this week on understanding the spiritual representation of the ark, but we're speaking about Noah and his worship. And we're looking today at Genesis chapter number 8 and verse number 15. And verse number 15 says, "And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both fowl and of the cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kind, went forth out of the ark. Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and took every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar." We're going to preach today on the worship of Noah. We're speaking about those things here as we preach. This is going to be part number 4 of the message. We see in the building of this ark, we see that Noah gave great appreciation. Boy, he gave great adoration to God. But we also see atonement demonstrated in his worship as well.
Notice Noah building an altar. Noah took, speaking of sacrifices, animals. But now we see Noah offered sacrifice to God. Look at verse number 20 one more time. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl. And look at this last section right here. And offered burnt offerings on the altar. Atonement, listen, the word atonement signifies that through the offering of these animals, man is brought into fellowship with God. You remember over there in Adam, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. You don't want to know why you go through so much hardship. You don't know why you're having so much difficulty. It's because man disobeyed God. That's why. And in that disobedience, you remember what, man, if you come to our play, you'll see this. We get all of our script out of the Word of God, amen. And so we don't try to make anything. We just get it out of the Bible. But man tries to cover himself. You know that thing, that fig leaf covering. Amen. It'd do some people good to get a fig leaf covering again, amen. Always promoting their man nakedness. But God said that ain't good enough. And the Bible said that he covered him with coats of skins. Coats of skin that covered man from his neck all the way down to his ankles. Covered him with coats of skins. Think about this. Something innocent had to die for the guilty. And in that sacrifice, because of man's disobedience, not because of the animal's disobedience, because of man's disobedience, something innocent had to die for the guilty. In order to have that skin, we're talking about a blood covering, an offering. We find the very first sacrifice in the book of Genesis, early on, right outside the garden. But I want you to see this. Noah maintains a relationship. Listen, we're only in chapter number 8. And Noah now is there. He's on the other side of the flood. And Noah's still doing the same thing. He's realizing that he's living in a cursed-filled world. And he realizes that he's a sinner and that his family members are sinners. And so therefore, Noah steps up and takes the responsibility of a priest of his house. And Noah does what the Word of God says he needs in order to have fellowship with God. Now listen about this atoning this morning. The atoning has to do with two things. The paying of a debt and purity. You say, what does that mean, preacher? Listen, I owed a debt I could not pay. Right. Amen. Some of you guys have got debts that you can't pay still, earthly, amen. And I got debts I can't pay hardly either, amen. But I've also got a sin. Look, oh God, help me. Thank you, Lord. I've also got a sin debt this morning. Amen. Listen, if you record from the time that I've been born all the way up to the time that I am now, 45 years old, every single day of my life, 365 days out of the year, amen, I woke up a sinner. Y'all with me? Yep. Amen. There's been sin upon my account, the lies, the cheats, the times that I've made false representations. All of these things are to my account. And there was one night at the age of 7 years old, I asked God to take my debt, to take my sin debt, amen. And when I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to become my Savior, to be my ark of protection, to be my sacrifice, when I asked the Lord, this is what he did. He took all of my sins and he took all of my sin debt and he nailed them to his tree. Thank God. And this is what happens. Every single, look, it didn't take one drop of blood to take care of my sin debt. It took all of the blood of Jesus to take care of my sin debt. Yeah. Christ died the death for me and for you that we might have everlasting life. When he paid that debt, this is what I got. I got my debt cleaned, forgiven, erased. I have a debt I do not owe. Why? Because Christ paid it for me. Amen. Not only that, but I got purity that I did not deserve. You say, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying that, praise God, it's not my righteousness that you need to be going off of. It's his righteousness. That's what we need to be going off of. This sacrifice had to do with the cleansing of sin, amen, and the covering of sins. This is what took place. Whenever that sacrifice died there at the altar, Noah set that animal on the altar. His blood was drained from him. They collected the blood at the base. And this is what took place. Noah had a fire going. And he burnt that lamb, whatever it was, them clean animals, them birds, he burnt them on the altar. And when you got a fire going, this is what happens. You get a smell, it comes. You get some smoke, it rises. I'm talking about real smoke, amen. Not fabricated smoke. I'm talking about real smoke. It begins to rise. Guess where it's going? It's going into the heavens. Go with me this morning. And because of obedience, y'all with me this morning? Because of obedience, God said, I smell something. I smell an atonement taking place. I smell something that had to die for the guilty. I smell, hey, listen, I tell you what, look at, just clear the account. Debt's been paid. Mercy has been gifted. Grace is still abounding. Ain't that wonderful? Oh, I'm going to tell you, friend, to have Jesus is the very best gift anybody could ever have, thank God. Oh, you say, well, preacher, if God loved me, I'm going to tell you something. The Bible said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. If you don't get to, if you don't go to heaven, you can't blame God for it. God sent his son. God sent a lamb your way. Amen. He's paid the price. The atoning price has been paid for every man. And if you don't accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, I promise you this, you'll stand outside in the waters of judgment and you will die the death and perish without God. Praise God. Look, Noah on one side of the flood, the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. But now because of sacrifice and because of worship, now he finds grace again. Watch, go to chapter number 9, verse number 1. Look at verse number 9, or chapter 9, verse number 1. Notice these three words. And God blessed Noah. The results of seeking God first, the results of putting God first, the results of having a relationship with God will end in this. You'll end up in a place where you have him as your Savior. He is your guide. You're just following him and everything he says to do. You say, preacher, how can I know what to do? Follow his word. Watch this. When it comes to righteousness, can somebody help me out? What does righteousness mean? If you're not right, you're what? Wrong, right? Okay, Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is none. Boy, y'all are mean. There's none righteous, no, not one. What? You mean there's none of us righteous? No, not one. That means you can't look over the pew and say, boy, she's bad and he's bad too. None righteous, no, not one. So if there's none righteous, no, not one, then what does that mean? How can I be righteous, preacher? Well, you get a Savior, amen, and he'll impute his righteousness in you. You know, think about this. We talked about Noah and the ark, right? Noah went inside the ark. God shut the door. Amen? And so if you was, let's just say that up here somewhere that, all right, watch this. Here we go. Watch this. I'm about to go in the ark right here, in the tomb. Watch this. I'm going to go inside, all right? Okay, you got me on camera up there? Can you see me? Good. What you see is the vessel, right? So if you're in Christ, when God looks at you, all he sees is his son. Amen. He took my unrighteousness and nailed him to his tree, paid the debt, amen, forgave me of my sin, past sins are gone, present sins are gone, and my future sins are gone.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app.
where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.